I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. I'm Lieutenant Fro, and here's your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner, everyone. I am your host, Professor Snag. Welcome to our monthly game show. As a quick heads up for those of you listening, Puckle stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League. That is a name that our fearless leader, Thatch, came up with back in 2007. And today on our Puckle Game Show, we have some wonderful contestants here to do some awesome Pokemon trivia for you. Let's go ahead and start out here. We have a longtime member of our community, and he's gone by many names, but he's always been Dennis, and today I'll call him Dennis the Mimikyu Maniac. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you on. Now, you, as I said, you've been part of the community for a long time. Do you know how long you've been part of Puckle?
Pretty much since episode 1 at 97.
Okay. All right. So that's been
almost 3 years.
Oh, wow. 3 years? Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Way to go, man. Sure. You've been around longer than I have. So welcome to the show. Now, also, you've recently moved. You're originally from Puerto Rico, and now you're living in Kentucky. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, and the line was a fried chicken.
Have you been adjusting well?
No. Not really. Oh. Location, yes. Cold, no. I don't do with the cold. I'm a tropical child, so.
I suppose. And you say that I'm from further north. I'm originally from Minnesota, and so it gets even colder up there. And I'm at probably about the same, latitude as you? And I don't know. I'm like, yeah, it's warm down here.
Oh, all you guys are cute.
All right. And, so today, Dennis's opponent, is, Hens. Say hello, Hens.
Hello.
All right. Hi. And as you can hear, Hens, we're calling this episode the Battle of the Accents. Well, we'll get into, what we might call it here, but, Hens, you are from England. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm from England.
Awesome, fantastic. So, glad to have you on. How long have you been part of the community?
Well, I started listening to it about a year ago now-ish.
Awesome.
Discord server till Piddle started.
Yeah, you were very involved in the Piddle, Matt. In the Piddle season, you did pretty well, if I remember correctly. You kicked my butt. All right. Well, good, awesome. Glad to have you on the show. Joining our contestants today, as always, we have two of our wonderful hosts. Let's go ahead and talk about the man who has woken up so early to join us, be part of us here today. We have Lord Jushiro.
Some say that Professor Snack is fond of ungodly hours. But hey, welcome. Thank you guys for having me here.
Hey, don't blame me. I said we're going to be recording at this time, and you were like the second person to be like, hey, yeah, let's do that. So
I know, I was pretty much too peppy when I said that. I have to do ask hints, because since I have the opportunity to do that. Do you know the doctor, and have you gone out in the TARDIS with him?
I know who he is, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, send me his phone number when you can. Or her number now, actually. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, Jujiro, we appreciate you joining us for this, even if it's... I suppose it is pretty early on a Saturday morning, but thank you for joining us. Oh, and before...
Oh, I enjoy it.
I forgot here. Let's see if I can splice this in here. Also, we are recording this just before Hens' birthday. You said your birthday is tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, happy early birthday to you. We're glad that you are... hope you have a very happy birthday and a good time. And by the time this comes out, it'll be like a handful of days after your birthday. So if you hear this, go ahead and wish Hens a happy birthday as well.
Thanks, guys.
And coming from also across the pond, completing the European side of things, we have the fluffiest Whimsicott.
Yes, I'm here again, Game Corner audience. I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Hens!
Thank you.
Awesome. Whimsicott, yes, you have been on many of these episodes, but you are definitely a fan favorite. And you know what? I just love your enthusiasm for trivia, so you are always welcome. With that, folks, we are going to get into our first game.
And now, let's play Where in the World is Looker?
All right, Puckalonians, as you just heard, we are going to be playing our new game, which was debuted in our championship, which finished up 2 months ago. We're going to be playing Where in the World is Looker? Let me give you a reminder of the rules here. International Policeman Looker is on the tail of the worst villains of the Pokemon world, and you need to help track them down. You'll be given the evil team that Looker is trying to track down, a map, and a list of locations. You can ask yes or no questions, alternating with your teammate, until you have determined where the team is hiding. You must ask the location's name as one of your questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly. And as far as points go, each location is worth up to 2,000 points. Each question you ask will reduce that point total by 100 points. Teams, do we have any questions about that right now?
Nope.
Nope.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our team names. There's actually a little bit of a theme going on here. We're going to start out with... So one of our teams is Whimsicott and Hens, and since they are both across the Atlantic Ocean from where the rest of us are, they decided to go as Team Europe Strikes Back. So... Ooh. Team Europe Strikes Back, or I might just reduce you guys to Team Europe. We'll see how it goes. But anyway,
I went with Team Europe Strikes Back because we had Team Europe before.
Yes,
when I was on with Hanakane.
That's right. Yes. Oh man, I miss Hanakane. All right. Anyway, the team that you guys are trying to hunt down, I'm going to call this Team Rocket Reborn. And in case you, so for those of you who may not be understanding what I'm getting at here, I'm calling Rocket Reborn to designate that they are in the Johto region.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and, Hens, would you like to start us out as our guest contestant and ask the first question?
As far as the times that you hit the locations, would you be able to get to this location before beating Bugsy's gym?
No.
Okay, not before Bugsy's gym. Is this location a city?
No.
Is this location a cave?
No.
Does this location have a battle with Team Rocket taking place in it during the course of the game?
This location does not have a battle with Team Rocket. Hens, back to you.
Is this location, by, like, a stretch of water, so...
I'm gonna say that the answer to that is no, it's not especially, I mean, there could be, like, an incidental lake around there, but, this location is not really by water, no.
This is really tough. Okay, does this location have a unique Pokemon encounter to it? By which I mean, does this location have a Pokemon that can only be encountered there?
That's a great question, and I'm going to see if I can figure out the... could you... And this may be giving a little bit too much away, but I got to ask. How would you describe encounter?
If you can obtain a Pokemon only there in the course of the game.
No. No, you cannot obtain a Pokemon exclusively to that spot.
Okay, that narrows it down considerably, actually.
All right, so yes, we're 6 questions in. And just as a recap here, we know that this place has to be located after Bugsy's Gym. It is going to be a place where you cannot catch any specific Pokemon there. It's not their only location. And it's not water-based. That's basically what we've narrowed it down to.
It's also not a city or a cave, and there is no Team Rocket battle happening there.
Yes. Thank you for the recap on those questions, Wimscott.
I'm taking notes because I could never remember that.
Oh, I know you are.
it's just a question for Wimscott. Can you catch Larvitar not in Mount Silver? I was just wondering.
You're asking me a Gen 2 and Gen 4 question. You're asking the wrong person. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you can. I'm just thinking it might be... Okay, well...
I mean, from all of these questions, Mount Silver is starting to sound good as a location, so if you want to throw it out there as a guess, I'm not opposed.
The only thing I'm thinking is, because Larvitar's, I'm pretty sure it's exclusive to that in Silver and Gold, the original ones, because it's like level 20 there.
Okay. I don't know, man. Just if you want to throw it out there, I mean, worst case scenario, we have excluded a location.
Encounter this area, or can you only encounter this area after beating Gym Leader Chuck, which is Cyanwood City?
Now I got to remember the order of all this. And Cyanwood is across the pond. You can encounter this before you battle Chuck.
So it can't be Mahogany Town, can it? So it can't be anything from that point onwards.
It can't be Mount Silver. Wait, where is that? That is... No, that's before Bugsy. So that's not it.
And it can't be Equateque because you've got the Burnt Tower, which is... You can find Suicune there in Heart Gold after you lance, if you accidentally kill it in Knockout.
Wait, though. Oh, but after you knock it out.
If you accidentally knock it out, then if you beat the champion again, it reappears in the Burnt Tower. So that.
But technically, that doesn't mean it's exclusive to there, because you could catch it somewhere else. So it could be.
Yeah, that's a point. Well, the other thing is that in Gold and Silver, I'm pretty sure you can only catch Magmar there as well.
But it would see this becomes complicated because we're talking about exclusives across games. So if Magmar can be found there and somewhere else in, say, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, it's no longer exclusive to the Burnt Tower. Then my question is going to be, is this location a building?
Yes.
Okay, Hans, you're the Johto expert, so we have a list of places, and there are only a few buildings, I think, that you can enter after Bugsy, but before Chuck. So
yeah, there's a very small handful. There's the place where there's where the mill tank are. You feed the mill tank oran berries to make it healthy, and then you get new milk for a quite cheap price.
Is that even in the list?
I don't know. I should probably check. I'm pretty sure it isn't, though.
I mean,
not the Burnt Tower, because you catch her over there. Not the Burnt Tower, the Tin Tower. That's the one.
I mean, if you just want to start guessing, I'm okay with it.
Well, shall we just make sure that we know... Oh, pickable, shall we?
Okay.
The ones on the list. Yeah, is it the Burnt Tower?
Yes!
It is.
Yes, in nine questions. Very nicely done. Yeah, you have some very good questions. So when I was looking at this, trying to give you the information, I was looking at the CRB Poke Earth page, and as you look at the list there, Suicune isn't on there at all, but I mean, you brought up the good point that it comes there after you, if you make it faint, you can go back and get it with the champion, which is something I wasn't aware of. And then
if you faint it at the Cape of... Cerulean Cape wasn't whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then it appears in Burntail.
And then also, I was just looking up Magmar. So, like, Magmar in Gold and Silver, it's in the Burn Tower. In Crystal, it's at Mount Silver. And in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, it's in the Burn Tower and the Safari Zone. So that one was kind of a tricky question, I suppose, depending on what game you're working from. But if you're taking all those collectively... No, you can't find Magmar only at the Burn Tower. So, awesome. Great questions. Hens, you are displaying your knowledge of those games, as I said, much better than me. So, good job. So that earns
Which is bad news for me and Dennis.
That earns you 1,200 points. Nice job. Or 1,200 if you prefer. All right. So, with that, let's go ahead and switch over to our other team. So, our first team was Europe Strikes Back. And very fittingly, for several reasons, the other team, made up of Dennis and Jushiro, is Return of the Puerto Ricans.
Yes! You thought we were down, but we're back and stronger than ever.
I may just refer to you guys as Team PR, probably.
That's okay.
Okay, so, Dennis and Jushiro, Team Puerto Rico, right now, Looker is looking for Team Magma. He's looking for Team Magma, which then, of course, folks, means that he is in the Hoenn region searching for Team Magma.
Fantastic.
With that, you can go ahead and start asking questions.
It's my turn, then, right?
Yeah, please start out, Dennis.
Is this location close to... the desert?
I would say that no, this is not near the desert.
Okay, then it's gonna be the Farjim town.
So it is not by the desert, and yeah, sure, it's up to you.
Yes, sir. So is this location surrounded by what IGN might call 7.8 too much water? AKA, is this an island?
Well, those are two very different questions, sir.
Is it an island, then?
No, this is not. This is not an island.
So it's part of the mainland that takes away at least four islands, or five islands. So, okay, perfect. Half the map is gone, basically.
Pretty much.
That is a great, great question. So, no, this is not an island, no. Dennis, back to you.
Okay, is this location between... Does this location have a Pokemon contest?
No.
Okay, minus four.
Okay, so are they located inside a building?
No.
Okay, so... And you just mentioned that roots are not going to be discussed. It's just...
Roots are not going to be any locations. You can ask kind of like... if there's like something around it, you can ask that. But no, this is not a route. This location does not have a Pokemon contest. No.
Okay. So back to you, Dennis.
Okay. Does this place has town in the name?
No.
Does this? Would you consider this island to be a port? AKA, you can surf out of it.
This location, remember, not an island.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant, the location.
This location, I will say that you cannot surf out of this location, no. It is not a port.
Okay, so it's not Lilleaf Cove City, it's not Slateport City, it's not Petalburg City, and it's not Rustboro City.
It cannot be Moss Deep City, neither.
It could be Mauville, because Mauville doesn't have a connection to water. Oh wait, it could be underwater because it's this is where we have dive.
Oh yeah,
and it could be covered since he made the distinction the two different questions. So did I ask my question? Yes, I did. So if you want to ask if it's underwater,
does this location can be found underwater?
No.
Okay. So it's not used dive. It's not the cave. So. Is this a cave?
I would say you would consider this to be a cave, yes.
Okay, so there we go. We got Shell Cave, we got Terra Cave.
This is
we got Victory Road as well.
This is question 8. That was question 8, gentlemen.
So if he would consider it, it means it can't have cave in its name because then it would be a cave. It must be either. Yeah, well, it could be Victory Road.
It could be the hideout, since the entrance to the hideout
is well.
Like a cave.
So what do you want to ask? What do you think?
Is this Magma Hideout?
No, it is not Team Magma Hideout.
Okay.
So it's not the hideout. It could be one of the mounts. There's so many mounts in this game, though.
Or could it be a mirage?
Wait, what?
A mirage?
No, because it is an island. Yeah. And as far as I understand, a mirage islands, all islands.
If you want maybe a little bit of guidance, you could also ask about and this might be hard to address, but. You could also ask about, when you, what gym this might be before or after. That might be helpful.
Oh, not to me, but it might be to Dennis.
I remember all the gyms. That's why I started with the desert.
Okay. So if it's not before the desert, that means that,
No, it's not close to the desert. The only thing close to the desert. Right next to the volcano is Fallaboard City, which is the Farge Gem.
Okay, there's so many caves in this this game, this map. Because a tunnel, it could be the Rust Turk Tunnel, kind of a cave. Want me to just ask if it's either is or it is not just a Victory Road?
Okay.
Okay, is this Victory Road?
No.
Oh, God. Back to you, Dennis.
Does this cave only have one species of Pokemon?
This cave does not just have one. This cave has multiple species of Pokemon.
Okay, that's Nameless Cave out and Rust of Tunnel out.
There we go. Nice. Thank God I have an expert. Bear with me here. We have. Okay, so it's not underwater. It's not a one Pokemon place. It's not a hideout. You can fight Pokemon in it. Can you encounter? Should I ask Dennis if we encounter any trainers in there?
No. That would help a lot.
Do we encounter any trainers to battle in this cave?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Not an island. A cave. Not underwater.
Ooh, there's the desert underpass as well. Oh, but it's not close to the desert, that's right.
Exactly, it's not in the desert.
I did not realize how many underground locations there are. Kind of crazy.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. It's like you pass the whole time either underground or in water. It's kind of crazy.
Pretty much.
All right, so we know it's a cave. It's not an island. There you battle trainers here, not by the desert. I mean, you've kind of sectioned off more or less, kind of where this is, but.
It displays meteor fall?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, thank God. The nightmare is over.
The very thing that threw me off is that when you said the atmosphere in the game. And went, is this a Mirage Island? Because Auras added Mirage Caves.
And then yeah, and then
Jujiro remember me. There's
and that's
Iceland.
That's what it sometimes gets a little bit tricky because, you know, I'm not familiar with Mirage Island itself, but if there's a Mirage Cave in it, the cave itself is not an island.
Exactly. That's why I was so confused.
And also the question that you asked before, Jushiro, is this near water? Well, granted, that's most of the Hoenn region, but I would say, like...
I was really waiting for you to just ask, is this near the water? And that cuts out, like, 80% of Hoenn. And I am amazed you didn't ask that.
Although, honestly, like geographically, this is near water.
Exactly. Yeah. But if he asks if there's a body of water...
It would have been 80%, so I would only cut off 20%, so it wouldn't have helped.
Or you'd be lucky, because
it's actually close to water.
That actually, if you ask if it's close to a body of water, it would be more helpful, since the only inland body of water close are in the normal gym,
okay,
where
but
there's
technically...
two little ponds.
Technically, Meteor Falls contains a body of water, so Snaggy Head would have exploded.
Anyway, great job, guys. Again, this is a good game, and I like this game because people are still figuring out how to play it. It took you 13 questions, making it 800 points, but in the upcoming games, you'll definitely have a chance to make that up. Folks, we're going to come back with you after this commercial break with our next game.
Hey, are you looking to get the most out of your energy drinks? Well, then you should drink Green Tauros. It's the only energy drink, and it's the proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast. Green Tauros contains such ingredients as caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, sucrose and glucose, and Mount Coronet spring water. But don't take my word about how delicious it is. Listen to what Lieutenant Surge has to say.
It's delicious!
That's right, everybody. Lieutenant Surge gets charged up on Green Tauros before every battle. Green Tauros, it's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Ah, my hands are hooves!
Proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra of Maryland Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
It's time to play Dex Tac Toe!
Welcome back, Puckalonians, from our commercial break there, and we are now ready to play Dex Tac Toe. As a reminder of how this game is played, the teams are playing on a 3x3 grid like you would in Tic Tac Toe. Behind each square, there is a Pokemon. One team will select a square, and in order to make their mark on their square, they need to identify the Pokemon based on its Pokedex entry. If the team gets it wrong, the other team has the opportunity to score those points. They can either guess immediately to score the full 500, or ask another Pokedex entry, reducing it to 400 points. And it'll continue like that as more questions are asked about that specific Pokemon. The least amount a square can be worth is 100 points. If a team gets 3 in a row in the grid, they earn a bonus 500. And then we also have the scenario, if we run into a cats game or you can't get 3 in a row, we also have a bonus one. So the team that only has 4 marks on the board has an opportunity to get a 5th mark, balance the game out just a little bit here. Any questions about the rules there, folks?
Oh, 20, but we can start.
All right. So let's go ahead and we will start with Team Return of Puerto Rico, Return of the Puerto Ricans. We'll let you guys go ahead and start. And Dennis, I'll let you select the first square.
Upper left.
All right. So the top left corner, I'm going to read the X and Omega Ruby entry for this. It has a poison sac at its throat. When it croaks, the stored poison is churned for greater potency.
Oh, Toxic Croak.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. Yes, it is indeed Toxic Croak, earning it for the full 500 points. Nice job. Way to go. That is indeed Toxicroak. Yes. All right.
Yay.
All right. So, team Europe Strikes Back, here's your opportunity to strike back. Hens, where would you like to go?
Shall we go?
I just have to say, Hens, if you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can ever imagine. So just have that in mind when you answer this question.
Okay. bottom right corner, please.
All right, bottom right going. We'll go ahead and go with this one. This is the, across all of Generation 5, it has this Pokedex entry. There is an orb inside its mouth. When it hops, the orb bounces all over and makes a ringing sound.
Oh, this is,
Chingling.
This is Chingling, yes.
It is Chingling, yes. Good job, Hens. Way to go. You guys have also, gotten that one on the first shot. All right, so... each team has a mark in the top left and bottom right corners. Let's bump it over to Jushiro. It's your turn to pick a square.
I'll go with the top right.
Top right. Top right. Okay, top right. All right, so Team Puerto Rico, let's go ahead with this one here. The Pokedex entries from Black 2 and White 2. Its tusks are incredibly destructive. It can easily slice through a thick, sturdy steel column every time.
Well, I've got it.
Do you know, Dennis?
That's a Mimoswine.
I don't remember if someone Mimoswine. I think it has tusks, right? You want to go with Mimoswine?
Well, I'm thinking, but you can go with... which one was it? But let's go with one Mimoswine.
Mimoswine, right? Yeah, I think it's the only one I can think of, too. Mimoswine.
All right, Mimoswine is incorrect.
Ooh, right. Okay.
So, going to Team Europe Strikes Back, if you would like the opportunity to strike back, you have it right now. You can either go to that same square if you would like, or go to a different spot.
Can we just take that one?
Yeah, yes. We should take that one.
Yeah,
okay. And with this, I guess that that settles it. I was going to ask if you want another Pokedex entry, if you want to go
full 500. No, I know.
But go ahead and say it again, Hens.
It's Haxorus.
It is Haxorus, yes.
Yes.
All right, so also earning the full 500 points on that one. Nice job. And with that, we go right back to... so since you scored that one, since you put your mark there, we're going to go right back to Team Puerto Rico. I think there's one place that you guys definitely want to go here.
Yeah. The center right one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Pretty much.
That is, center right. Okay, let me pull up with that one. It's right there. This is probably the best one to go with here. Again, just trying to make these all fair. The Pokemon Moon Pokedex entry says, it's thought to be monitoring the ecosystem. There are rumors that even greater power lies hidden within it.
Oh. Zygarde.
Yep, thank that you. Was an easy one.
No, that was not Zygarde.
Not
yeah.
For me, I didn't even know that. I was like, yep, I'm out.
All right.
I had
it's the only Pokemon that monitors the environment or the ecosystem.
All right, so the return of Puerto Rico, good job, or the return of the Puerto Ricans, I should say. Nice job with the block there. That is indeed Zygarde. That one's a little bit tricky because most of the Pokedex entries, so it only has six because it's just from Gen 6, and most of them talk about like its different percentage forms.
If they don't talk about their different percentage, they always say something about the ambient or ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right, so Europe Strikes Back. Where are you going to strike? The entire right side of the board is taken up, and the top left corner is also taken. You have the other five available to you.
Well, I think it would make a lot of sense to take the bottom left corner if we can, Hans. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds like it makes sense.
Yep. All right, bottom left. The Pokemon Moon entry for this Pokemon. It's still not very good at walking. Its trainers should train this Pokemon to walk every day.
Sounds like Spinder to me. I don't know, though.
Okay, but it says it's still not very good at walking, so it should be an evolution.
Oh, still? Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. It's probably like a stage one evolution. Oh, this one is super hard.
Yeah, very nasty, isn't it? There's got to be something with legs.
Oh, gosh. This is super hard. It's in Moon, so it's in the Alola Pokédex in Sun and Moon. Let's think about Pokémon that look like they have trouble walking, but they get better at it as they evolve.
Yeah, that sounds like a good shout.
Yeah, so it's probably not a water type, because they would just be swimming.
Yeah, swim.
It's probably not a bug type, they have plenty of legs to walk on.
Yeah.
Honestly, this just makes me think like of a baby deer or a baby giraffe, but none of those apply in this case. Oh gosh, you should walk it every day.
I know this is a tough one, folks, but I'm gonna have to ask for a response pretty quickly here.
You're right, of course. You know what? You thought of Spinda, and we can't think of anything else real fast. So, do you want to just go with that one, even though it's probably not it?
Yeah, okay. That sounds okay.
All right. Spinda is incorrect. Going back to Team Puerto Rico, would you like to go in that same location to take that opportunity away from your opponents, or would you like
Yes, because luckily this is the Pokemon that I played when I played the role playing game with you, and I know this one, and that's Poliwag.
It is Poliwag. Wow, nicely done.
Oh, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
I was actually thinking about Devolution or Bouncy.
No, yeah, it says it still has trouble, but I know it's Poliwag because I used to use Poliwag on the role-playing game before I had to quit. And I read all his Pokédexes just to get a feeling of the Pokémon in the role-playing game. So I remember that one.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It grows legs when it evolves, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
Well, it's going off the idea of, you know, it's based off of the real, Poliwag, but so probably in its, like, earlier form, if you will. It, like its legs are brand new, basically. So, anyway, wow. I'm going to give that to you, definitely. I'm glad that you're taking the points while they're there. Although, again, going back to the tic-tac-toe meta, there might have been a better place to go. But let's send it back to Europe. The top and bottom left corners are taken by Team Puerto Rico. Team Europe, am I assuming correctly, you want to try to block them in the middle there?
Yeah,
I mean, we probably should. Although, if we do that, and then they take any other square...
Yeah, then there's no chance of anyone winning, is there? So.
Yeah, essentially, yes, there's no chance of anyone winning. So you know what? I mean, unless they take everything from there on, I think we're gonna have to purposefully hang this game.
That's probably the best play here. Yeah. So going to the very left in the middle, we have this Pokemon.
Am I right when I say we're blocking them right now?
You are blocking them. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
No, guys, I'm sorry. There is no way by the rules of this game that I basically can't just give it to him. I'm gonna give it to you as vaguely as I can, I guess.
Okay.
Let's go with this. Again, this is because anything else, other Pokédex entry other than this one is just gonna give it away right away. So. This Pokemon is said to have lived for hundreds of millions of years. Legends remain of how it put to rest the clash between two other Pokemon.
Okay, I'm guessing this is from like Gen 3.
This is the Omega Ruby Pokedex entry. So just so you're aware,
it has to be Rayquaza, right, Hans?
I know, yeah, the only other thing I was thinking was Golurk, because Rasharam and Zekrom fight a lot, and they're meant to be the guardians made by people. I don't know, though.
No, but Rasharam and Zekrom and Kyurem have a different history. Like, Kyurem is the
shell that was left over, the original
Rasharam, and he never tried to stop them. He was just left behind when they emerged from the original dragon.
So I guess we go with Rayquaza then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that is correct. It is indeed Rayquaza, and I had to, like, in this Pokedex entry, I had to take out its name and Kyogre and Groudon out of it. and every other Pokedex entry has the word ozone layer in it.
Yeah.
All right, so with the block, yes, Team Europe gets that, which, unless, like we said, unless someone takes all three of the last spots, which is a possibility, this will likely be a hung game. All right. So, going back to Team Puerto Rico, you can either choose the very top in the middle, the exact middle square, or bottom in the middle.
Well, you choose, Dennis.
Middle.
The middle, alright. Let's go with this one, the Pokemon Y Pokedex entry says, the shockwaves from its cries can tip over trucks. It stamps its feet to power up.
That sounds like... not Explode. The...
middle one.
Free Evolution. No, not Whismurt. But...
the tiny one? Whisper? Is it like that?
No, I don't remember. Not the other one. Mm. It's Evolution.
You mean the stage one?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. It's Whisper. It's Explode. Explosion. Explode. And it's an Explode? Isn't Explode the final Evolution?
Yeah. But it could be that one.
It could.
No, it has to be the stage one, because that's the only one of the three that stomps.
Okay, but I don't know its name. Do you know its name? Yeah, I don't remember its name at all. It's Whisper and Explode, and then the middle one is...
it's not Stampede. Nor Stomper.
Thumper would have been amazing. what is his... so Whisper, Explode, sounds that come from being an explosion. It's flashy, it's... Loudred!
That's the one, Loudred.
Okay, so is it Loudred?
It is, yes. I'm glad you guys got there.
I knew there was a pun. It's like, what?
The only thing that gave it away was stomping and sound waves.
Mm-hmm.
And from the three of that line of evolution, the only one that stumps is Loudred.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know what was Loudred's name. I was like, it has to be a pun on sound. So I was just thinking.
Every TCG card has a picture of Loudred stamping, I'm pretty sure.
That's how it works. Yes, that's how it works.
All right, with that, this is possibly our last question here. We'll see. Team Europe, what would you like to do? Would you like to take the top one or the bottom one? Top middle or bottom middle?
Your call, Hans.
It doesn't really make much of a difference, does it? Shall we go top, middle, I suppose? Or no, middle? What am I saying now? the top, yeah, the top.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with one of these. I'm not sure which one, though. I think this one will be the best one. They smack beaks with others of their kind to communicate. The strength and number of hits tell each other how they feel.
What game is this from?
Ultra Sun.
Puffins do that. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think of a Pokemon that's similar to that.
I can't think of it. It's probably something from the Piggyback line.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
So, I think if it was to canon, it would mention, like, the beak heating up.
Yeah, I feel like that, too. I think Piggyback is more like... they talk more about... The woodpecking of the trees and whatever.
Exactly. So do you think it's Trumbeak?
Maybe, yeah.
Do you want to try for that one?
I feel like it's...
I'm like 50-50 between Trumbeak and Toucanon.
I feel like Trumbeak doesn't really have the kind of beak that you knock with another beak, if you get what I'm saying.
I think you're right. You want to go with Toucanon?
All right, we'll go with that.
Okay, Toucanon.
And you are correct. Yes, it is indeed Toucanon. Way to go.
Wow, good job, Hen.
Yeah, I intentionally avoided the sun and moon ones because sun does talk about the beak heating up. And moon says, within its beak, its internal gas ignites. So I figured
too
that,
obvious.
Yes. So, right. Hey, nicely done, though. At that, folks, we do have one spot left on the board here. But to conserve time a little bit here, you guys are rocking this, by the way. You've gotten all of these in for the full 500 points. So each team gains a full 2,000 points added to their score.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So with this...
Still need to catch up.
So let's go ahead and do a quick recap. And I forgot to mention here, folks, let's start giving out a couple of prizes here. For winning the first round, Team Europe wins a one-year supply of Green Tauros. And the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
Hooves!
And for both teams doing so well in this round, every player here gets a 2 free books from Loud Red Audiobooks. Books read loud! which is also fitting since Loud Red was the center square.
Nice!
Was the center square sponsored by Loud Red Audiobooks?
It was, yes. Basically. All right.
So Harry Potter found the Sorcerer's Stone!
The Philosopher's Stone, Jashiro.
Oh, sorry,
Jashiro,
sorry.
I'll give you my books.
I failed.
Although here's the secret. Loud Red Audiobooks are just a Loud Red reading the books, and so it's just Loud Red. Loud Red, Loud Red. Loud Red.
Oh lord, that's more annoying than a Pikachu.
Well, good thing I'm a whimsical and can understand that.
Yeah. Alright, so heading into the last round, we still have a very tightly contested match. Team Europe has 3,200 points, and Team Puerto Rico has 2,800 points, and it is really anyone's game going into our last round. We will catch you folks on the flip-flop. Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Look at all the little fishy! Oh, big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
Pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Ogno. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud!
And welcome back from our last commercial break, Puckalonians. We are ready for our last game, which is Fuchsia City Feud. As a reminder of how this game is played, each team will be given a type of Pokemon and a particular base stat. The top 5 or so Pokemon of that type and category are ranked on the board. The top answer is worth 500 points, and the lowest answer is worth 100 points. Any Pokemon that are tied in that stat share the same amount of points. On each turn, the teammates will alternate responses until they have named the top five Pokemon or received three strikes. After three strikes, the opposing team will have one opportunity to claim one of the unscored slots. And we're going to do two rounds of this to determine our day's winner. Any questions about how the game is played?
Nope.
Well, then let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start out with the return of the Puerto Ricans, Dennis and Jushiro. The type is ground, and the stat is defense. Go ahead.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
We'll go ahead and start with our guest, Dennis. You may start us off.
Claydol.
And this, just as a reminder, this is regular defense.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't do Claydol.
Well, Claydol's still got, like, base 105 or something, I think.
Mega
Steelix?
Well, Dennis was supposed to start us off, but just here.
I'm so sorry.
that's okay. We'll make it work. Yes, Mega Steelix is number one for 500 points.
Woo! Sorry, I got excited.
Dennis, Jushiro, Dennis, it is your turn to suggest one.
Base defense ground. I'll go with Claydol again.
Claydol is incorrect, earning you your first strike. Back to Jushiro.
Claydol is all special defense.
I know, but I don't know much ground types.
Oh, okay, no worries. So after Mega Steelix, of course, we have to go with Golem.
Just out of the top five, Golem is
gone. Okay, so it's not Golem, but this gives us a good ratio.
Since you guys have two strikes, I will allow you to converse and talk to each other about the other spots.
Thank you. So, okay. Golem is pretty hefty. So that means it has to be lower than Mega Steelix, but higher than Golem when it comes to stats.
How about Mega Aggron?
Aggron is steel, though. It's not ground.
Yeah.
It's not that. I would like to say Zygarde, but I'm not too sure about that.
Actually, Zygarde has great defense.
Okay, do you want to try Zygarde? It could be the end of us.
Yeah.
There's Zygarde. Other than Golem, we can think of other ones that are ground-based. There is Rhyhorn, the evolution Rhyperior. Is that the name?
Actually, Rhyperior.
Rhyperior, right? Do you want to try Rhyperior?
Yes.
Rhyperior.
Tying with Golem is just out of the top five.
Son of a gun! Okay, so we lost.
That is your third strike. Switching over to Team Europe, you have four slots that you can try to steal. Do you guys have a response for one of the...
Okay. Wait, Whimsicott, before you say anything, I just want to... thinking, right? Does the Mega count and the regular form count separately?
Yes.
So, regular Steelix has base 200 defense.
Oh, well then.
Then Steelix has got to be number two.
Yes, let's go with that one.
Earning you 400 points, yes, regular Steelix is number two, yes. This one is actually kind of quite boring. Let me go over the top five for you. Mega Steelix is number one, Steelix is number two, tied for three is Primal Groudon and Onyx. And number five is regular Groudon.
Yep.
Amazing.
All right.
Groudon pretty easily if you play Ubers.
All right,
I don't play Ubers.
You've got like 50% usage.
I'm not surprised by that if you're playing Ubers. I don't dip into Ubers myself, although it does seem like a fun meta. All right, so both teams are on the board with that. Puerto Rico, you have edged out 100 points out of that. But Europe gets control of the board here. And let me make sure I get this set up here. We are going to be doing water types, and we are looking for special attacking water types.
Ooh.
So with that, Hens, would you like to go ahead and start us off?
Okay, well, Mega Blastoise has got like 165, I believe, so that's going to be pretty high.
Is that your guess?
Yep.
Mega Blastoise is actually just out of the top five.
Oh, it's definitely a 135, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Numbers mixed up there.
Okay,
so
that's your first strike.
Go ahead, one
My
Scott.
Guess is Primal Kyogre.
That is indeed the number one slot. Back to Hens. That earned you 500 points.
Ash Greninja.
Yes, Ash Greninja is indeed the number two for 400 points. Back to Whimsicott.
Ooh, good job. See, for a moment, my brain went to Lugia, and then I remembered. No, it's not a water type. I think I might try regular Kyogre.
Number three, yes.
That's a good one.
Back to Hens.
Gotta use some brain cells now. Wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy school form is number five, earning you 100 points. Mm. And I should mention that Kyogre is tied with this last spot for number three.
Oh gosh.
Kyogre's base special attack is around 150.
I'm thinking Leyside, like 145, 150. Okay,
Are there any more water type megas?
I was trying to remember that. There's Swampert, but that's a physical attacker.
Yeah.
And Ash Greninja was such a good guess. Anything else that is a water type and has ridiculous special attack? Because water types are usually defensive. And, oh gosh, this is so difficult. Okay, give me one moment, please.
Yeah, one moment,
Palkia?
And that's it, perfect sweep.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Earning you a total of 1,600 points, nicely done. Good work there.
Thank you.
All right, Team Ooh. Puerto Rico, you do have your work cut out for you today.
That's an understatement. Yes.
All right, so for you folks, we have Ice-type Pokemon, and we are looking for the ones with the best regular attack stat.
Ooh.
Ice, regular attack? I have to say that, oh my gosh, Sneasel's evolution, Weevil, has to be there.
Weavile misses out on, actually, and I will mention this, there is a top...
Oh my god!
There's a top six. Weavile just misses out of the top six.
Wow, okay. Dang.
All right, okay. Dennis, what do you got?
Pure and Black.
Is number one. There we go.
Cute and White?
No.
Sorry, I just had to say it. What about just plain old Kyurem?
Plain old Kyurem is tied for the number four spot. The way the points are working out with this is, so there are three Pokemon in that number four spot, so that earns you 100 points.
Bravo, Minable.
Yeah. He's a fighting ice, I assume his attack stat is high.
Is that your guess, gentlemen?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Jashiro, I need to have you say it one more time.
You are evil, sir. Crabominable.
Close enough, I'll take it, yes. That ties for number two. Okay,
there we go.
Nice.
Alright, so far you've earned 1,000 points, and there is still 600 points left on the board.
Okay, so other than, we have Black Kyurem, we have Crabominable, we have... What was the third one we got?
Regular Kyurem was tied for number
regular,
four.
Regular Kyurem. Now, you say that White Kyurem is not high in attack? It's high in special attack?
Yeah. The thing with Kyurem is that Black Kyurem has higher attack, but the white one has higher special attack.
Okay, I'm just checking. Like I said, TCG is my strong suit. So VGC, I need help with.
Actually, I'm not ice type trainer. It's a miracle I have said cure him. It's a dragon.
Okay, so what other ice Pokemon do we have, though? Let's go through them real quick here. We discussed that Weevil is not. What about Abomasnow?
Ain't that like special attack?
I think he's attack. For whatever reason, something tells me that Mega Abomasnow is attack rather than special. Because of Woodhammer, right? His main thing, his main shtick is Woodhammer. And that will be an attack-based attack. So somebody tells me that Mega Abomasnow is there. So do you want me to say that?
Yeah. It will be technically our second strike.
That will be our second strike. So that's why I'm consulting you. Do you want me to take this risk?
Go ahead.
Abomasnow Mega version.
That is correct. Also tied for number two.
There we go.
All right, there are two more Pokemon left on the board, and I won't make you take them both. But
okay, we need all the help we can get.
we'll play it out here. I'll let you know how it goes. Because there are two spots left. They are tied for the number four spot with Kyurem.
Okay, and the fifth one, right? That's what we're missing.
Yeah.
No. So there are. So the way this is shaking out is. So there's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them tied for number two, so that actually takes up spots two and three.
There we go.
And there
okay.
are three tied for number four, so that actually takes up spots four, five, and six.
Okay.
Interesting. So, what other ice big hitters do we have? Articuno is purely special attack. We got a.
Fury Ice is special attack too.
Mm hmm. We do have. What about this one, Glacie? What's Glacie? Is Glacie attack or special attack? I've never played with him, so I have no idea.
Glaceon?
No. Glacie. The one that looks like a giant head with horns.
Ah, Mega Glalie.
Glalie, yes. Mega Glalie. Is that attack or special attack? I think he's attack, right? Because he's based on biting attacks.
Mega Glalie is yours. For attack, but it's because of refrigeration.
Do you want to guess Mega Glalie?
Yeah.
Mega Glalie.
Tied with Weavile, just missing out of the top six.
Okay.
That is your second strike.
That's our second strike. We still have three Pokemon to go, right?
So you have one strike left, and basically if you get either of these, we'll call it here, because if you get either one of these, just because trying to get six is like an extra chance to miss. So if you get either of these two, the round will be done.
Okay. So what do you think, Dennis?
If it's not Mega Glalie, it cannot be Beartic.
Beartic is a good guess, though. But Mega Glalie should be. It's just the fact that I do not know if Mega Glalie is attack based is my problem.
No, it's usually used with refrigeration and explosion. Just for the lulls.
So it is an attack-based Pokemon. Okay, so it has to be higher than that. What other legendaries do we have that are ice-based other than Kyurem and Articuno?
And Radiice.
Real quick.
Radiice and Articuno.
Radiice is a good special.
Those are special.
Oh, Radiice is special? Okay, there we go.
Actually, Radiice is more special defense than special attack, so...
Got you. Okay, perfect. So that leaves Radiice out. We will have to really quickly think here, real hard. What about, I can't believe Mega Abomasnow did not make the cut. That's really surprising.
No, it did. You said it.
It did. It did? Number one.
Oh, sorry. No, Mega Abomasnow? Okay.
Mega Glalie did not make the cut.
No, that was the one that didn't make the cut. Okay, so... help me out here, guy. Dennis.
Frostlass is special attack.
Frostlass special attack, yeah. No, it doesn't count. So we have to go with
Vanillite. Vanillite are special attacks.
Oh, wait. We're forgetting Alolan Sandslash. But I doubt Alolan Sandslash. Do you want to try that one?
Yeah.
Alolan Sandslash.
That is your third strike.
Tana Magan.
Okay. Team Europe, would you like the opportunity to steal one of these answers?
Okay. Hans, do you think Mammoth Swine could be on the board?
I think so. I think it's very close.
Because I can't think unless it's like Avalug, but Avalug is all defense.
Oh no, Avalug is like 180 defense and then nothing else.
Exactly. So I think Mammoth Swine is, I mean, it might not be it, but it would be my best guess.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. There aren't many ice types at all.
No.
Alright, yeah. So what are you guys gonna go with?
Mammoth Swine.
That is one of the other ones, yes, earning you 100 points.
Nice.
And, Dennis, you should have gone with your instincts. The other one is Bear Tick.
What do you have for a well-played Bear Tick?
I usually run Bear Tick, but I went like... It actually runs Slash Rush or Swift Flip.
Yeah. Both of them, exactly.
All right, folks, with this, let's go ahead and finish off the game here. And so going back to Europe Strikes Back, your type is normal, and we are looking for special defense.
Ooh, normal special
defense. Okay, this is super tough.
We got Blissey and Chansey in the back.
they're more HP, aren't they? I suppose they might be that. I would also... I mean, let's start with those, do you think? Do you want to start with those?
I think Blissey's a good bet. I think Chansey's a lot lower.
Exactly. So let's go with that.
Runs Eevee Light, doesn't it?
Yeah. Go.
Blissey.
Is number one, yes?
I'm going to say Snorlax.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Snorlax is incorrect. I'm going to see how far it misses out. It ties for the number six slot, but Snorlax will be a strike, yes. All right, going back to Hens.
Going to be some really high ones then, hasn't there? That's difficult, because I'm pretty sure Blissey is base 135. So that's number one. Can't be a huge number of mons in the gap.
There are four to be exact.
Yeah. I actually have no clue.
Do you want to go with your first guess then?
Was that Chansey? I really think it's really not that great.
Okay.
I guess it doesn't really count, does it? Because, no, okay. I'm just thinking of all of the, sort of Wigglytuff and all of them bunch, but, they're more HP based and not much else.
I am going to need to get an answer from you guys.
I guess we'll just go with Chansey then.
Chansey falls just below Snorlax. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Earning you your second strike.
Okay. I think this... Okay, since we are two strikes, we can discuss a little bit, right?
A little bit, yep.
You think Megalodon is on the board?
Oh, I'm pretty sure... I think it's like a base 126 or something like that. Yeah, it definitely is.
Might be.
Snorlax might be like base 110 now, I think about it a bit more.
Okay, then Megalodon.
Coming in at number three on the board. Yes, that is correct.
We'll go with Wigglytuff, even though it's more HP than... Yeah.
And that is your third strike. Going back to Return of the Puerto Ricans, you guys have one opportunity to steal some points. The number two spot is still on the board, as well as two Pokemon tied for number four.
So the one legend that I remember being normal is Arceus.
Oh. Yeah, but actually there's one higher.
Who?
Meloetta.
Oh.
Meloetta is normal? Wait.
Yes.
Yeah, Meloetta is like normal psychic or normal fighting, depending on the form. I was thinking about Meloetta.
Do you think she's higher than Arceus? Arceus?
Yeah.
It's your choice, Dennis.
Meloetta?
Meloetta, Arceus.
Or we can go with Kecleon.
Or you could just let me keep talking. Meloetta Aureaform is the number two spot, earning you the 400-point steal. Way to go.
Nice!
Good job. And,
nicely done, Dennis.
And kudos to you guys. You actually named the other two. It is Arceus and Kecleon. They are tied for special defense.
Oh, so we get the points.
People run it like a soap
vest. I know. I know Kegleon because I have trained one.
Yeah.
All right. Let me. So very good. Let me get the totals for this round here. Very tightly contested, actually. So for this round, Team Puerto Rico earned 2,300, and Team Europe earned 2,900. So Team Europe Strikes Back, they did strike back, and they have won this round and the game. The total points are... the total points are Team Puerto Rico scoring 5,100 and Team Europe scored 6,300. Very nicely done. Great match, folks.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I just want to state that we let them win because it's, you know, Hans's birthday, so we wouldn't play that.
Well, thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
All right, so through for being the winners of this round and of this game, Team Europe Strikes Back, you have earned a trip through Altaria Airs to the Alola region. So enjoy your time in the sun, the fun. Visit exotic places like Po Town, one of the best places that I hear.
Ooh, excited for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, never thought you'd have to bring an umbrella to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
All right, so congratulations on your win.
The exchange sorted for the Pokemon Center.
All right, so with that, folks, we wrap this up, and I guess that means Hens, when we so this is really our first game of season 2 of Puckle. Remember, we had ended with our Tournament of Champions before. So Hens, you have won the first bid to be in our next Tournament of Champions. Congratulations!
Yay!
Congrats! Nice.
All right, so with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Hens, thank you for coming and playing. Congratulations on your win, sir.
Thank you very much. And well played to the opponents, of course.
Thank you.
I have to say, when you were listing off for Fuchsia City Feud, those stats, you were spot on most of those. That was really impressive.
It really is.
Yeah, they just sort of stick in my mind, weirdly. I spend a lot of time looking at the numbers.
Awesome.
It's really impressive.
You were pretty darn amazing.
And,
Ken, you're the youngest one.
Yes, he is.
I suppose I have the most time, don't I?
And also, your mind is probably the sharpest, too.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. And also, I'd like to thank Dennis for coming on. Dennis, I know you've been wanting to be on this show for a while. We're glad we're finally able to get you on here.
Yeah, life was in the way. But now awesome. I can punch it back.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you're around, my brother from the same island.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very glad to have you here with us. Have you here in the States? Just glad to have you along for the ride. So thank you again for joining us. And with that, we will also thank our co-host Yoshiro. Thank you very much for waking up so early on a Saturday morning to join us and play this game with us. It's always a pleasure to have you, sir.
As much as I complain, it is always a pleasure to do it, and I'll do it 100 times over. May I have a time to plug something?
Go ahead, do a plug, yes.
Awesome. So the TCG cast has announced that we are going to have the TCG tournament going on soon. We are going to start registering for the tournament after February 15. So guys, if you have any interest in playing the TCG tournament for Puckle, please go ahead and do so and register by February 15. We are in the TCG cast. We're going to give out the link to register. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do not worry about not being too... as long as you have a deck, doesn't matter what type of deck, please go ahead and join. It's free to join, and you might reach pretty high. So go ahead and do that. The TCG cast TCG tournament is heading our way. So thank you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. And as always, Wimscott, again, thank you so much for joining. I know you're on here for like nearly half the episodes, but again, your enthusiasm for trivia, we always welcome you to be here.
Thank you. I would just like to leave you with a quote that I found out I could plausibly address to Hans, but Hans was on my team, and Yoshiro and Dennis were my opponents. And to them, I tell you,
no, I am your mother.
No, 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 no. You're not. You're our queen.
Thank you, Bashira.
Yes.
Just in case anyone missed it, I'll put this in the episode title. This is like very Star Wars themed, so.
Oh, it is. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right.
That's why this is Trivia Wars.
With that, folks, I'm going to just make our few signing off comments. Please make sure you check us out on all of our social medias. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. We tumble, apparently. But the best place that you can find any of us... The best place that you can find any of us is in our Discord, which there will be a link to that in our show notes. So you are certainly welcome to join us. That's how we found all these people to play this game. It's all through Discord. So if you want to be on here, you got to join the Discord and say, "Hey, Snag, I want to play." And we'd love to have you. We do pick from our Patreon members first. I should say, we take from whoever has the most available schedule first. but also, I put this out to our patrons initially. So if you want to be part of this game, that's kind of your way in. But don't feel obligated to pay for this. But if you have a little bit of extra change jangling around in your pockets, go ahead and you're welcome to fund us through Patreon. There will be a link in the description for that as well. And... with that, I don't think I have any other comments other than this is Professor...
Watch TCG Cast! I mean, listen to TCG Cast!
Yes, thanks for just jumping in there. I should say, check out all of our podcasts. We are really developing this Puckle Radio Network. So we have Jushiro doing the TCG Cast that comes out the week before and after Game Corner on Thursday. And then we also have the Battlecast that comes out every month. The next one, I think we'll be talking about the Draft League and kind of how drafting for the Draft League works out. Definitely check that out. And then, of course, check out the regular show that comes out every Monday. We got content coming out of our ears for you folks.
Yes.
And with that, folks, I've been your host, Professor Snag. Thank you all for joining us and listening. And as always, help control the Breedject population and make sure you have your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night.
Bye. Adios.
Ciao.
Bye.
And thank you for covering for me.
Well, covering for you while you're actually here. there was a lot of behind the scenes shuffling.
I'll probably I'll drop this into the end bloopers and whatnot, but just to put you guys in on how this was going to work. So last week, we got this together, and Maximus said, yeah, I'll be available at 9 o'clock to record this. Not a problem. And Jashiro also said, yeah, I'm definitely down to be on this. Then, later this week, Jashiro was like, that time is really early for me. Does anyone else want to cover? So Whimsicott jumped in and covered. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. Then Maximus, he had to cover for his family business. He had to be involved for that. So he had to drop out. So Jushiro is back in.
Okay.
Ooh.
How many questions do we have?
8.
You're at 8 questions. I guess you have up to 20. Hopefully we don't get quite that far, but we'll see.
Nah.
I'm going to check something here really quickly before, just to make sure I'm not leading you guys astray. Whimsicott, I'm going to just PM you something.
Hey, we're working with the other team? What kind of a nonsense is this?
I think he's just using my well-recognized Google skills.
Let's see what I can pick up for this one. Let's see if we can get one that'll stump you a little bit better here.
Oh, that's cheating!
Hey, I
had to bring up Obi-Wan Kenobi, who goes on to do absolutely nothing after saying that line, so...
That's true.
Sad but true.
Alright, let's go with...
We just got strike back.
Or if we take the one next to the one that we have at the moment.
If we take the bottom left, they have to block 2 squares to block us from getting 3 in a row.
Oh, they do, don't they? Yeah.
Yep.
Whimsicott has apparently been studying her tic-tac-toe meta since the last time that we played.
Dennis, what about Krabobble? I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry.
Let's play Dick-Dack-Doe! Dick-Dack-Doe? What the hell is a Dick-Dack-Doe?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.